apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Thanks for joining us. For kids, they're saying eating out equals more calories. So as you know, our kids tend to be expanding today, and whether it's at fast food places or full service restaurants, kids who eat out are likely to consume more calories, sugar, fat, and salt. Researchers from the University of Illinois in Chicago report noted that kids are eating out more, particularly in fast food restaurants, which has helped drive the obesity epidemic up among children and teens. Every day, about 40% of U.S. children eat at these restaurants, said lead researcher Lisa Powell, who's the director of the university's Health Policy Center at the Institute for Health Research and Policies. She says we need policies to promote healthier food choices rather than one that promotes unhealthy ones. We also need to change the environment in the restaurant so there won't be harmful effects on diet. This would include not offering free refills on soda and increasing healthier food choices, she explained. The report was published in the latest online edition of the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine. For the study, Powell and her colleague, Ben Nugent, collected data on restaurant eating from more than 4,000 children between the ages of 2 and 11 and almost 4,700 teens in the study. They did full-service restaurants and fast-food restaurants, and the daily energy intake increased 160 calories for kids and 267 for teens. Bottom line is, they said, even with the general outcry that portion sizes are too big, too high in sodium, fat, and sugar, restaurants and fast food chains continue to increase the portion sizes for their foods. Samantha Heller, who's an exercise physiologist and clinical nutrition coordinator at the Center for Cancer Care at Griffin Hospital in Connecticut, said, for example, she said, Wendy's recently introduced the triple Baconator. Really? The Baconator. It's the Baconator, which has 1,300 calories, and Subway introduced foot-long recession specials, which have almost 1,200 calories each, she said. A foot-long recession, really? Is that what we're in? So in addition, food companies incentivize buying the jumbo-sized products compared with the smaller portion, and noting that in a recent study in the Archives of Internal Medicine reported that competition has encouraged the food industry to offer larger size portions as the way to expand market share. So it's no wonder kids are gaining weight and suffering from adult diseases such as high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. So think about that for a minute. Okay, so our kids at age 10 and 11 are being diagnosed with high blood pressure. Think about that. Okay. Typically, you know, if you deal with high blood pressure, it's through years of poor choices, a little bit of genetics. And by the way, don't let everybody hang their hat on genetics, because it's not all genetics. It's our choices that we make every single day that matter more than anything. They override so many of the variables in the equation. But think about that. So our kids are overeating, and they're in a place where, I mean, our parents or their parents are making a lot of their food choices for them, or they're watching whoever on TV eats whatever they eat in the commercials and they think it's cool, so they go eat it. And then they develop their own diet plan and they start gaining all this weight. Parents are too busy. Two parents, you know, mostly work in jobs, and turnkey kids going to daycare and all that, and eating what they can. School lunches are horrible for the most part. And so they eat that, and then they come home, and what, a TV dinner, frozen dinner, pizza. I mean, the garbage continues because a lot of times parents just don't have the time or even know themselves. I mean, they're eating horrible themselves. And that's why I always get pretty passionate about, you know, what we can do as parents to leave a healthy legacy to our kids. I mean, what are we teaching them? I mean, kids don't do what we say so much, obviously, but they do what we do. They model us. And we're to be a good example for them. So what kind of example are we being? That's the question. And in something like this with our, you know, the portion sizes and calories being up, but it's more about not only just the fat and the calories and all that, it's the chemicals they put in the foods that make them addictive. It's there's a lot of different variables here, but at the end of the day, we have to teach our kids how to eat, not the marketing of fast food restaurants that, you know, can win over. No one should be teaching your kid anything more than the influences in their life already than you, because at the end of the day, that's what they're looking for. So type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure in our kids at 10, 11, 12 years old, it's staggering, and it's just absolutely crazy. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com, and also check out our providers in your area. So if you're looking for any of those, you can go to the website and check it out there as well. All right, let's go to Betty now. Hi, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
Well, I was wondering about Prosera.
Okay.
Are you familiar with that?
I am. So what's going on? What's...
Well, I just want to know if it's okay to take it.
Well, I mean, who's told you that you needed to take it?
Well, I took care of my mom about 15 years of this. And, you know, sometimes I just talking to people and I won't try to think of something. It won't come to me. You know, and I'm thinking maybe I need to take something.
Okay. So you're having memory issues, right?
Well, you know, I just can't think of things when I need to. You know, like somebody's name, and I know pretty well. I mean, does that mean there's a problem? Or I just saw this on TV, and you know.
I know it's the infomercial memory supplement that they've got out there. So no one's told you to take it. You just saw it on TV, and you're wanting to know if it's good or not, right?
No, I just want to know if it does what they say it does.
What they say it does. Well, it's got decent ingredients in it, okay? From a supplement perspective, it's not bad, but you've got to look at the bigger picture. When you're dealing with memory and you start noticing some changes in the body, you have to look at the overall picture and why your memory might be on a decline. And there's a lot of variables for that. So it's more than just taking a supplement and hoping for the best. It's really no different than taking medicine that your doctor might prescribe and hoping for the best. Because a lot of times that's what they do. I mean, there's things that we know that help, and you can kind of just mention them or you know, write a prescription, try this for a little while, and if that doesn't work, then try another one. It's different than that. If you notice you're losing your memory, there's some things nutritionally that you can do. There's some stress factors that you have to look at. So let me do this. Let me go into commercial break, because memory is a hot topic right now. Then you're getting a lot of questions about it, a lot of emails about it as well. When we come out of this break, we'll talk about memory. We'll talk about Prosera. I mean, we'll also talk about the supplement, but I want to tell you some natural ways to boost the memory, and we'll talk about that in just a minute.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
A Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. Great to have you. Talking in the break, going into the break, talking with Betty, and dealing with memory issues, a little bit of things like brain fog and a little forgetfulness, I guess, just kind of forgetting names and slight memory issues. And you noticed it happening over the last, what time period, Betty? Over the last year or so?
Well, maybe it's not that long.
But you've been under a lot of stress, right?
Well, like I said, I take care of my mom about 15 years with it, and she passed away in February.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Anyway, here lately I've just really noticed it, and that's the reason I was wondering about that.
Prosera.
Prosera, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a supplement, and what it focuses on is our neurotransmitters, the brain chemicals. And when you're under a lot of stress for a long period of time, it drives down a brain chemical called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is our number one brain chemical that makes one neuron or one nerve connect to the other one. Okay, so it's kind of the chemical that joins the two together and makes them talk to each other. And when that neurotransmitter gets low in the body, then you start getting things like brain fog, forgetfulness, cognitive issues, and it's very common. I mean, it happens a lot. So the more the person's under stress, the more acetylcholine goes down, and then the more these types of issues start popping up. So when you come off of a long-term deal like you just did, it's very common to see something like that. Like, what is your age right now?
I just turned 70, Halloween.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday. It's right around the corner. So, you know, you're getting into a place where when you've been going through a lot of stress, that can happen. So the supplement would be fine. I mean, I'm sure that's, you know, it seems like it's got some pretty good studies behind it. They claim that some different journal articles have included it. So it's got to have some good backing to it. And the focus of what it's attempting to do is work on the acetylcholine. But you don't want to be dependent on a supplement forever. You know what I mean? I mean, it's no different than taking medicine. It's kind of a Band-Aid at some level. And you want to get to the place where you can rebuild your body and it can function on its own. So let me give you a couple of little things to go look up and look into, okay? Acetylcholine, again, is the main one you're looking at when you're dealing with memory issues. So some of the foods that can help raise acetylcholine in the body that you could just be eating every single day, and it helps increase that neurotransmitter. One are whole eggs, because the egg yolk itself contains acetylcholine in it. If you're thinking about cholesterol, it does contain cholesterol. But now they've found that eggs actually help lower cholesterol. And the American Heart Association has come out and said that 2 to 3 eggs every single day is actually heart healthy. So they've kind of changed their mind a little bit on the efficacy of eggs and how good they are for us. They're a great source of protein, just really, really good for our overall health. So you might want to look into that. And there's other foods, all the protein-rich foods, red meat, organic, of course, hormone-free, antibiotic-free is my preference. Fish is really good, like salmon can be helpful to raise acetylcholine levels. It's got great omega-3 fats in there. And then, of course, you know, good lean quality proteins. And then also there's some supplements. There's what's called Huperzine A. You can find this at most health food stores. Huperzine A, galantamine is another good one. And vitamin B6, pyridoxal 5-phosphate, has some good research too. You might want to go look into that as well. But all those together have been shown to be helpful. And of course, I don't know the complete ingredient list on the Prosera, but I'm assuming it probably has some of those components in there. But you really can't beat food. I mean, at the end of the day, supplements are fine, but you really want to stick with whole foods as much as possible to get the bulk of your nutrition from and to make an impact in the body. Because if you're under a lot of stress and you don't eat well and you don't supplement, you drink a lot of things like caffeine and you drink, you know, coffee and these sorts of things on a regular basis to function, then you're in a constant state of driving your body in the opposite direction that you want it to go. And, you know, that's really kind of the gist of it. So, you know, that's one thing you want to focus on, because your memory can come back. I mean, it's usually some deficiencies in the body, and the brain's pretty resilient. Even though we have so many brain cells, you can really lose quite a bit. That old thing about how you can lose, you know, we only use 10% of our brain, and you can lose a lot of brain cells and still function well. It is true. So, but the good news is you can build the body up with good nutrition, get proper blood flow going to the brain, all of that, and then, you know, of course, increase function as well. As much as you can get stressed out, you can rebuild. So, you know, my answer to you is, long answer short, because I don't like, the reason I don't just want to say, yeah, Prosera's good, okay, next caller, is because when it comes to supplements, we're so, I believe, stuck on taking a pill to fix a condition. Does that make sense? I mean, have you made any major nutritional changes? Or did your first thought go to, well, let me take this supplement, it's natural, so it's got to be good?
Well, I'm trying to go by your book.
Yeah. Well, the book's got all the information on acetylcholine, so it's got kind of the foods in there. So those are good. And, you know, so the foods come first, remember that. And then as far as supplementation go, the ones I mentioned, you can go look at a health food store. And a lot of times it's better to get them individually. But, you know, again, the foods will come first. And so if you're following the kind of principles in the book that we teach and talk about, make sure you include exercise, because that's a big key, too. That increases blood flow and oxygen, not only throughout the body, but also in the brain. And that's also very helpful, especially when you've been under a lot of stress. That can help out, too. Okay? Good talking with you. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can also check us out online. Go to getwellradio.com. We can take your emails as part of the show. You can answer in private, whatever you prefer. And don't forget, our wellness providers are there as well. You can find out all about healthcare professionals in your area that are experts at what they do with lifestyle-based wellness care. All the nutritional type information we talk about on this show to empower your health and empower your life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Remember, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. That means you have the power to change. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show, America. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Now, Sharon Osbourne, you know probably from different TV shows, she's the host of several, but actually she just underwent double mastectomy surgery, so that's obviously where she removed both breasts. And what happened is she's 60 years young, and of course she's the wife of the rock star Ozzy Osbourne. She underwent 13 hours of surgery. Let me tell you something. Double mastectomy is a long, long surgery. And it's very meticulous and been a part of many of those. And it is, it's amazing, the whole process. The breast surgeons are phenomenal at what they do. So she underwent the surgery and had her breast removed. The reason she did is she actually did a test where they can check and find out if you have the gene with the highest propensity for breast cancer, BRCA gene. So it's, they can actually go in and they can find and test you. It's fairly expensive, and they can test you to find out if you have the gene. So you might want to talk to, if you're ever concerned about this, if, you know, grandmother had it, mom had it, you can actually go to the different centers. You can talk to a general surgeon. They actually have breast surgery centers now that you can go to. And just ask them. Your oncologist can do it if you know one, or your primary care can hook you up with it. But, yeah, they can actually test you and see exactly if you have the gene for it or not. Anyway, so she had the gene and tested positive for it. And so she had already had cancer before. So she'd already dealt with that. She had colon cancer in 2002. And she said she'd already dealt with it once, and she did not want to, with the fear of having that cloud hang over her. So she said for her, it was a no-brainer. She actually just had them removed. And she said, I didn't even think about my breast in a nostalgic way. I just wanted to be able to live my life without that fear all the time, she said. She said she's currently one of the hosts of The Talk, and she said she also wants to be around for her little granddaughter, Pearl. So, you know, obviously, everyone has to make their own decision. And so, you know, from a preventative standpoint, is it important to remove the breast? Well, that's up for discussion. I think the most important thing that she could focus on, me personally, is her overall lifestyle. So if she's drinking, you know, alcohol on a regular basis, not eating very healthy on a regular basis, I mean, those factors are big. And could this be an extra one to put it over the top? Yeah, it can. And many women do that, believe it or not. They get tested. They don't want to deal with the chance of getting breast cancer, and so they have them removed. A lot of times, just so you know, if women get a lump in the breast, rather than doing the lumpectomy, if there is a potential, which there are tests you can do now to figure out if there's a potential for a spread of the cancer, even without removing, you know, just removing the lump, doing a lumpectomy, then sometimes the election will be for the patient to just remove the entire breast in hopes that they would never, ever get the cancer in the first place. So that's definitely a strong option and becoming a bigger option. I think more women are actually going that way because they don't want to take the chance of getting cancer. So it's interesting. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now and talk about your health and talk about your life. That's what this show is about. Going back to the phones, and we're going to go to Shirley. Hi, Shirley.
Hello. I'd just like to say my pastor's wife just went through that same thing, and I just really respect her for taking that step.
It's a big step.
Big step. I wanted to talk to you about 2 months ago, I had to do a breathing test, and then the very next day, I did a periodontal cleaning at my dentist under the gums. Mm-hmm. And so by Saturday, okay, Thursday was the breathing test. Friday, they cleaned my gums. And Saturday, I had a sore throat and an earache, and I had gone to the doctor. They put me on an antibiotic to kind of catch it because I also have a heart defect. And the middle of last month, things were not getting better. It was I had a deep cough. My ears were all stopped up, and I had gone to the chiropractor, and he was able to adjust me where I was able to hear some, and my ears were popping, but things were not better. So I went to an ENT, and he wanted to put permanent tubes in. He did that, and 3 days later, my ears started hurting so badly. Mm-hmm. And he said that there was nothing he could do but just prescribe Ciprodex drops. Okay. I wanted to see, and I just actually wanted to see a doctor, so I went to the family doctor. They did a culture, and they said it was Pseudomonas, I think it was.
Yeah.
And
goodness gracious.
But they've continued me on the Ciprodex, so now I'm scared that, okay, this is my ears. I still can't hear very well, and when I tap on my neck, it feels like they're still full of fluid. But the doctor said that he could not see anything in there, and you know, I bend over and I bend up, and I can still hear something, you know. It's almost like a slosh in my ear, but
yeah, like you have swimmer's ear. It feels like swimmer's ear, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck. I'm not really getting any answers because I'm being told they don't see anything. And Sunday morning I woke up and it was oozing again. So I started the Ciprodex right away.
My goodness. Did you come off the Ciprodex for a period of time, or did you
for about three? I was on it for 7 days. Came off of it for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next, I thought, should I see an infectious disease physician, or I don't know where to go from here.
I don't think you go infectious disease. They probably got it covered. Now, are they giving you any antibiotics internally, or just the drops?
Yes, I did have Cipro, Avalox, twice. Had Avalox twice.
So you're still dealing with the ears?
Yes.
And they're telling you they don't know what else to do, basically.
No, the ENT has said that I probably have some nerve damage, I'm thinking. And I was being asked, what kind of work do I do? Because it's probably something with loud machinery or something. I work with children twice a week. I don't think they yell that loud.
I don't think. I mean, I can hear them. Now, some of them can yell. Don't get me wrong. But they're not going to yell loud enough to really mess your ears up. So, a couple of quick questions. Did it happen out of nowhere? Or did you notice? How did it happen? The ears getting kind of plugged up?
Like I said, I did the breathing test, and that really hurt my chest doing that. And then I wondered if maybe it was from it started after the breathing test and then my gums being cleaned. So I didn't know if it was maybe one of those things.
It could be. You know, a lot of times whenever you, in the oral cavity and in the mouth, sometimes there you can easily get infections that can go anywhere in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been from that.
And I'm on an antibiotic when I go to the dentist.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's hard to pinpoint, that's for sure.
All right.
But there's a lot of could-bes. The question is, okay, what do you do? Because it's already there. It's already happening, right? So you've taken the antibiotics, you've taken the antibiotic drops, you're tackling it both ways there. Now, what are you doing to rebuild the good bacteria in your gut? Are you doing any probiotics? Did they put you on that?
Yes, I am.
How many are you taking a day?
Two.
And for me, you'll need to check with your doctor and all that kind of stuff. If it was me, I personally take a lot of probiotics. I take them normally just on a regular basis. But if I ever go under antibiotic therapy, which has been very rare, okay, I had to have just a serious infection for me to do that. I took a ton. And I always think that, you know, some physicians will recommend them and some won't. There's still kind of an old school and a new school group. But that may be an issue. You may just have your bacterial flora in the gut that's just kind of off. And so the probiotics may be, are they prescribed to you or did you get them at a health food store?
I got them at a drugstore. I don't know if I should tell you the name.
You don't have to. It's all right. So you went to the drugstore and got them there. Yeah, I mean, I would just look at the recommended amounts on it, and consider that, because the probiotics a lot of times can play a big role, especially when things are recurring like they are. You might want to look into ionic silver, too. Silver is not as potent of an antibiotic-type property as a true antibiotic, but it's a great natural alternative that's always had some good articles and things about it. Natural practitioners have been using it for a very long time. Also, a lot of the food sensitivity, food allergy type products like gluten, the wheat products, and the dairy products, a lot of times when you're trying to break off an infection like that, regardless of where it is in the body, when you eliminate the foods that create that inflammation, sometimes that can help as well. So that might be something that you want to look into, but keep me posted on how it goes.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lines are open. Welcome back to the show, America. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. We got Stephanie in New York, and she writes in. She said, I'm in dealing with low thyroid function. My doctor diagnosed me with hypothyroidism. Now, I take iodine, like you talk about in your show, but he also has me taking medicine. Now, I wonder, you didn't list here what you're taking, if it's Armour or Synthroid. But your question is it okay to take the two together? Well, that's something your doctor has to advise you with. I can tell you that iodine, Broda Barnes wrote a great book on iodine and the thyroid and how it works and why it's important and, you know, should we take it, should we not, that kind of thing. And iodine is a trace mineral. We don't really have it in our diet very much. It's in some seafood. But it's in salt a little bit, but we just don't get enough comparatively to what we need. Now, the Japanese get about 13 milligrams of iodine every day just because of the way their diet is. And, of course, their rates of thyroid issues, hypothyroidism and thyroid cancer and all that, is extremely low, very, very low. And a lot of it is believed to be because of their high iodine intake. So it doesn't mean run out and take a bunch of iodine. However, just know that it does make a difference and that it helps. Now, if you do, one thing I can tell you, if you know, you want to run this up the flagpole to your family doctor, but you definitely don't ever want to take, because you know how normally you take medicine for the thyroid in the morning, you don't want to do that with the iodine. It would be, you know, you need to separate those some way. I can tell you that much. It's just to be safe. You don't want to really ever do anything around when you take your thyroid medicine by any chance. Typically, it's what is generally recommended by most physicians these days as standard of care. But, yeah, I mean, that is good. There's a lot of things that can help support thyroid function, too, just so you know. Of course, coconut oil is a great natural alternative for that. Your cruciferous vegetables, if you eat a lot, like the broccoli, the cauliflower, Brussels sprouts and those kind of things. If you eat a ton, it can potentially cause, they have goitrogens, which, you know, can possibly slow down the thyroid function a little bit. So you got to be careful with that too. But for the most part, if you're eating good lean quality proteins, you have low glycemic carbohydrates, and you have those healthy fats coming in on a regular basis, then it can make a big difference. And it's about a foundation, but it's about consistency, too, of the thyroid. And remember, the anterior pituitary gland, which is a little gland in the brain, we call it the master gland because it controls every hormone system we have. It's in the brain. You want to have that checked out, too. And if your doctor has not done a blood test to check growth hormone levels in the body and the anterior pituitary function, just ask them. They can run a test. Just go back to their office, ask them. They can get it done. Figure out where your deficiencies are and where your body is lacking so it can kind of go to that next level. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from Charles Schultz. You remember him, don't you? Good old Charles. He said, life is like a 10-speed bicycle. Most of us have gears we never use. Now that can be taken a lot of different ways. Wayne, we'll go to you next on the show. How can I help?
Hi, Ron. I am 73 years old, almost 74, and I have trouble with gas. I've been to MDs, I've been to DOs and DCs, and I said, well, $16 in the hospital, they can find nothing wrong with me. Send me home again. Stay off white bread. And they told me, stay off white bread. They lap the liquids, I do that, and I still have time with gas. I think almost no milk, almost none at all.
Well, if you've been to everybody, seemingly, and you're dealing with gas and bloating, it's usually the bacterial flora. So the probiotics are really good. Fermented vegetables can be helpful too. And your fermented dairy can also help quite a bit. You know, eating the right kind of foods, when you start getting gassy and bloated, no matter what, it's changing your diet, number one. Cutting out foods that create a lot of sensitivities can be a help too. So your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, all of those are important. But also making sure that your dairy products, you know, a lot of cow's milk dairy, people don't handle it very well. The molecule size, very large to break down, and that's something you definitely want to be a little careful with. But yeah, I mean, those all can be, it can be quite helpful. It's about getting the gut back where it needs to be. Now, digestive enzymes can help, and also hydrochloric acid can help as well. The HCL, when you jump in to do that, the HCL can help big time when it comes to getting things balanced. So just a couple of things to think about on that. I know it's frustrating because getting kind of gassy is just not really great. They're saying insomnia may raise the risk of heart attack and stroke. So people with insomnia, that's why sleep is such a big issue. If your doctor can't do anything else, if they can get you sleeping, that can make a huge difference. But people with insomnia may have double the chances of heart attack or stroke as opposed to those who sleep well. This is a Taiwanese study. They said the finding adds to a growing body of evidence that suggests that having trouble sleeping can make you sick. It's long been understood that health issues and sleep are really interrelated. And so it also gives you the way that health issues themselves, such as pain, heartburn, hypothyroidism, restless leg, and anxiety, usually cause insomnia. But she said, we know that they contribute to insomnia can increase heart attack risk. Issues like diabetes, even stress itself, can do the same. Dr. Greg Fonero, who's at the UCLA School of Medicine, said that we've seen studies about insulin sensitivity to show as well. So make sure to get your rest. It increases your risk for heart attacks, heart disease, and stroke. Big, big deal. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Make sure to check us out online, getwellradio.com. It's the show where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, in giving with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.